Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Global trade in oil, gas could be rattled by Iran. Global trade in oil and gas could face disruptions following U.S. airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, in collaboration with Israel. GEMXX Corp., OTCEMZ, is closely monitoring the situation. Any adverse events could impact the global market. Investors can find updates on GEMXX Corp. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
Indonesia mulls regulations requiring e-commerce firms to collect sales tax. Indonesia is considering new regulations that would require e-commerce platforms to collect and remit taxes on behalf of their sellers. This move, expected to be announced in July 2025, aims to boost revenue and level the playing field between online marketplaces and traditional retailers. Companies like Alibaba Group Holding Limited could be affected by this policy once their platform in Indonesia is mandated to collect sales tax. The proposed regulation is part of the government's efforts to create fairness in the market. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com.
More than 5,700 Hispanics killed by guns in the United States in 2023, VPC study reveals. In 2023, more than 5,700 Hispanics in the United States died from gun violence, with 57% being gun homicides and 2,198 being gun suicides. Over a 22-year period, more than 83,000 Hispanics were killed by guns. The study reveals how the firearms industry and gun lobby have targeted Hispanics as a new market for gun sales and political power. Recommendations include improving data collection on Hispanic victims and supporting violence reduction programs. For more information, visit the Violence Policy Center website. More than 5,700 Hispanics killed by guns in the United States in 2023, VPC study reveals. More than 5,700 Hispanics were killed by guns in the United States in 2023, with 57% being gun homicides and 2,198 gun suicides, according to the Violence Policy Center. Over 83,000 Hispanics have been killed by guns from 2002 to 2023. The study highlights how the firearms industry and gun lobby are targeting Hispanics for gun sales and political power. Recommendations include collecting complete data on Hispanic victims and supporting violence reduction programs. For more information, visit the VPC website.
Virginia's latest criminal law updates. Virginia's criminal justice system is set to undergo significant changes, with new laws taking effect on July 1, 2025. These reforms include harsher penalties for offenses such as mail theft, drone trespassing, and intimidation with Nazi symbols. Additionally, measures have been introduced to combat the spread of dangerous substances like fentanyl, with dealers now facing involuntary manslaughter charges for fentanyl-related deaths. Attorney Cody Villalon notes that while these laws aim to enhance public safety, they also raise the stakes for those accused, particularly in cases involving fentanyl. For more information, contact Cody Villalon, a dedicated criminal defense attorney, in Richmond.
Independent artist John Keenan announces Wreckage of the Past, a genre-fluid self-produced album set to make hip-hop dangerous again. Independent artist John Keenan has announced the release of his new album, Wreckage of the Past, set to debut on September 7, 2025. This genre-fluid project features 23 tracks that blend hip-hop, alternative, rock, soul, and cinematic elements. Keenan wrote, produced, and arranged the entire album himself, with no guest features. The album challenges hip-hop's norms, focusing on authenticity over conformity. Keenan's Make Hip-Hop Dangerous Again campaign will include various content reclaiming hip-hop's roots as a voice for truth and rebellion. Wreckage of the Past is a bold and honest statement from an artist known for his raw lyrics and genre-blurring production.
State Roundup. Thousands of suits filed under Child Victims Act. Mark expansion plan revived. Where is Moore heading with BMOR's red line? Over 3,800 lawsuits were filed under Maryland's Child Victims Act before new limits on monetary damages took effect in June, potentially putting taxpayers on the hook for billions in jury awards. Maryland is reviving plans to expand MARC regional rail service despite fiscal struggles. 2 years after revival, the fate of Baltimore's Red Line remains uncertain. Dozens of bills passed in Maryland will become law on July 1st, including energy rebates delayed until August or September. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Montgomery County parents can opt their children out of LGBTQ+ themed books. A felon will be freed to testify against Abrego Garcia while attorneys seek to delay his release. Maryland's real-life Lorax saved the state's Big Tree program from shutdown. Baltimore's tech hub aims to win $70 million, but faces challenges in the Trump era. Baltimore City Council President calls for closer scrutiny of behavioral health crisis response. Millennials now occupy almost half the seats on the Prince George's County Council. Former City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby denies wrongdoing in perjury and mortgage fraud convictions.
Can the U.S. win back Canadian travelers? Flight Hub survey reveals Canadian sentiment. A recent Flight Hub survey reveals that many Canadians are reconsidering travel to the U.S. due to safety and political concerns. 40% would avoid the U.S. because of the political climate and safety issues, while 36% would stay away as a form of political protest. One-third of Canadians do not feel safe or welcome in the U.S. Younger Canadians are slightly more open to visiting if diplomatic relations improve. Economic incentives like reduced customs tariffs or a stronger Canadian dollar may not override broader concerns. Canada recently introduced the Canada Strong Pass program to attract tourists, offering benefits like free national park admission. Some believe this cultural exchange could help bridge the divide, but whether the U.S. can win back Canadian travelers remains uncertain.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.